While Amanda does not prepare her material, she's ready to be a jukebox at any given moment.
Give me a song. Any song. No.
Is that what we're going to do? Let's just change the content of the podcast. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Our main goal is to get up to 10 listeners now because for episode one, we had 6, but they're all related to us. So we're hoping maybe we got a few others.
At what point do we need a Patreon?
Hey, I actually started a Patreon page to see.
What even is a Patreon?
Patreon is like on podcasts you can donate, right? It's like a monthly donation. And so you can donate like as low as like $2 a month or $10. And so there's like different levels and you get different content, and like when you get higher, you get merchandise. So,
oh yeah, Aaron Mankey does that.
Yeah, he does that. So Talia donates to the King Falls Patreon, and she like just got her T-shirt in the mail.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I don't donate yet because I need to sell a house first. But
that I need to join MuggleCast so that maybe I can guest host.
You want
to
be in the Slug Club?
Yeah.
Maybe we can share that and like host together.
Here we go.
I bet that's not how that works.
Probably not.
I would just want to meet Lena Lovegood. What is her name? The girl's name.
Ivana Lynch.
Oh,
I'm like, what, you just like, said her name.
Why? Are you looking at me like that?
You wanted to actually meet Luna.
I think you mean Luna Lovegood.
I mean, yes.
Although I think Ivana Lynch is Luna Lovegood.
I think so. She is. She actually is.
Goals.
Okay, so we got a little distracted. Welcome back.
Growing up in our family meant a steady expectation of superstition woven into everyday life. We didn't walk under ladders or put our purses on the ground.
Most importantly, any spilled salt had to be immediately tossed over your left shoulder. Have you ever been curious as to the origin stories of these superstitions?
Welcome to Salt Over Your Shoulder, a podcast where we dive into the history of these traditions.
I'm Erin McCann.
I'm Tammy Cooper.
And I'm Amanda Wright.
Right. Okay. So totally shocking for all 10 of you listeners. God, what if we only have one? What if it's only me downloading this?
I'll download it on Tim's phone. At least then we'll have at least one.
Okay,
more.
So we're down to two. Last week.
Can you get on Mom's phone?
Last week we had 6 listeners and now we're down to 2, so we're doing really well. But just like last time, Amanda's not prepared to share. Like yeah. Amanda's just going to say like, I'm Amanda Wright.
And then the rest of it.
And
I'm
then you'll just hear
there.
Her like being
the jukebox.
Other
person in the intro.
Yeah.
She never comes to the podcast.
I listened to this one. I listened to a bunch of podcasts that like review shows after like they air on a Monday, and by Friday they talk about it on this podcast. Uh-huh. So it's like I listen to one for Supernatural and I listen to a couple different ones, and there's one on Game of Thrones. Like for the whole first half of the podcast season, there were 3 hosts and then suddenly there were just 2. There was no explanation, and then finally they were like, oh yeah, oh we don't like that guy anymore.
Oh my god.
Like,
oh my god.
That's like, my favorite thing.
Like you didn't just take him out of the intro? Like, all right, Tammy, you want to take the lead on this one?
Sure. I did a little research on knocking on wood, or some, I guess in some countries they just say touch wood.
Yeah, Kevin says touch wood.
So what have you guys heard about knocking on wood, or do you use that, do you follow that superstition?
Oh, I do all the time.
I
like,
actually knew that because I've lived with you.
Because you grew up in the same
right.
house.
So we've known each other our whole lives. No, every time, if you don't want to jinx something, you knock on wood, right?
Yeah, I always thought it was a jinx.
It's usually twice. For me, I don't know if that has any substance in your
twice?
Research. I've always done it that way. But yeah, so say like, oh, you know.
I hope I get promoted.
Yeah. Wait, does that work?
I don't know.
Is that? That's what I was going to say.
But I don't know.
I think I might be up for a promotion, but you don't
want to. Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
That
that's
sense.
Exactly what I was going for. But yeah, if you don't want to get jinxed, you always knock on wood.
Yeah, no, same. Like, I always feel like you're going to curse the good luck you're having if you don't knock on wood. And sometimes I get like really paranoid about it because I realize I've said something to like acknowledge the good luck that I'm having, and I start frantically looking, and there's like
yes,
no wood,
you
so you're
wood.
Like, so you're like knocking on granite, and you're like, this is not the same.
Or your head,
or yeah, my head, yes,
or really like Kevin's head, because I don't want to hit myself.
Right,
it's okay, Kevin.
That's happened to me so
listener.
Many times. I'm looking for wood, and I'm like, oh god,
yeah,
I'm doomed.
So it's terrible in the car.
Yes,
there's
a
not a lot of
car.
Yeah, there's not a lot of wood in the car.
No.
You could just travel with a block of wood.
Sure.
Actually, just keep a block of wood in your purse because you never,
I feel like that is an excellent idea.
You never know.
Yeah.
We've solved the world's problems.
We
too.
Have. Oh, gosh. Yeah. We're brilliant.
It's not even funny. All right, Tammy, go, please.
How many times do we derail in one podcast session?
Welcome to my life.
Yeah. So, every
time.
5 minutes.
Every time.
Interestingly enough, I found a bunch of information that kind of incorporates everything that we just talked about. So it's like different cultures believe different things, and there's some controversy over the origin of this particular superstition. I read that one possibility is that it traces back to ancient pagan cultures, like
those
Celtic
pagans.
Cultures, and they believe in like multiple gods. So spirits of gods lived in trees. Knocking on wood would rouse the spirits and call on them for protection. Or it could be like a sign of gratitude for good luck that you're having. So you have good luck and then you knock on the wood like to say thank you for that luck or whatever. Another possible origin that I read about was that knocking on wood would chase evil spirits away or prevent them from overhearing a person boast about good luck, which is kind of how I see it used today. Like you knock to kind of drive the spirits from overhearing about your good luck and then...
So, like, as you're telling a secret, you have to start knocking on
things. Well, no, it's like if you say something, like, that you've had good luck, like, you were kind of saying, like, you don't want it to be, like, to go away. You knock on wood to prevent the reversal of that good fortune.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's kind of like what you were talking about. There was another mention of the wood in this phrase referring to the cross. So, that, like, some people actually feel like it's a Christian origin, like, so, because the cross from Christ's crucifixion. And then some other researchers said that it was simply from a 19th century children's game called Tiggy Touchwood, which
I mean, who doesn't know about Tiggy Touchwood?
I haven't actually heard it called that, but it's pretty much tag. So
I feel like that's something that Terrence like made up and inserted into your notes. Yeah. Terrence is Tammy's husband, and he is the most original human that has ever existed.
It's true.
It's not wrong.
However, he didn't make up Tiggy Touchwood.
I bet he plays it.
Well, now if I tell him about
in his Spider-Man onesie.
Totally. So apparently in this version of tag, you're immune from being caught when you touch wood. So like if you touch a door or a tree, it's kind of like base and you can't, so that.
And that would have been so good to know as a child.
Seems like more of a stretch to the origin of knocking on wood because of the way we use it now, but it was in the research. So some other related stories that I found were that during the Spanish Inquisition of the 15th century, so this would date it back even further, Jewish people fled to wooden synagogues seeking refuge and used a specific code when knocking to be let in.
Oh, yeah,
so
okay.
So that was pretty interesting.
That is interesting.
So lots of different things, like sometimes to prevent jinxes. In fact, I found many. I'll just go ahead and talk about all of them.
Okay.
All of these different cultural. So on the good source, Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia is the bomb.
I saw a lot of different countries use this superstition in different ways. So in Turkey, apparently it's customary to pull on one earlobe and knock wood twice to ward off a jinx.
Yes. Would that not make one earlobe, like, considerably longer? Like, you just keep doing it, like, your left ear only or something?
They didn't specify which ear, so maybe you take turns, like, alternate.
Like, you would need to alternate.
All of our listeners can see me doing this alternate motion right now.
That's the middle level on Patreon, if you'd like to go ahead and donate. There's a video of Tammy pulling on her earlobe. It's worth it.
So, in Italy, apparently, you touch iron to avoid tempting fate. In Indonesia, you knock on your forehead and wood simultaneously, and you say a phrase that I won't try to say for fear of butchering it.
Wait, where is it?
We can cut this out.
Amit, Amit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the inflection is supposed to be.
We're absolutely cutting that out.
In Malaysia, apparently, you knock on wood when you hear someone saying bad things, and they also have a phrase that I won't try to say.
I'm not going
to
try that one.
In Iran, when something good is said about a person, you knock on wood and say a phrase that translates to, thank you for translating this one so we know what it means, I am knocking wood to prevent whoever from being jinxed. So if you actually, if I was to say something good about Amanda, then I wouldn't want her to be jinxed. I have to knock on wood.
Okay.
In Egypt, you say a phrase that translates to hold the wood when someone mentions good fortune in the hopes of holding on to it.
Can I jump in there?
Yeah.
Like, is it just me or did your minds automatically go to, like, hold my beer?
Yeah.
Like, hold the wood. Like, hold my beer while I...
Yeah,
I like harvest that. This papyrus.
I mean, you could go other ways with that, too, like, so we'll just leave that there.
Right. I think I just saw our viewers drop from 3 to 1 with that joke. We don't even have viewers. There's nothing to view.
Yep.
Sorry,
and those ear viewers.
Those ear viewers.
They only tuned in to see lobes. Tammy pull on her earlobe anyway. No one's here for me.
Oh my god,
Tammy's an interesting one.
Anyways, in Romania, apparently avoid bad things mentioned by knocking on wood. But this one I thought was interesting because tables are exempted, so it doesn't count if you knock on a table.
Why?
Right. Well, that is the stupidest thing ever.
So I knock on tables all the time. So maybe all this time I'm not doing anything but knocking on tables.
You're not doing any good.
You're wearing your horseshoes upside down. You're knocking on tables.
Me. That was me.
Oh, yeah, that was not ever worn it, but we have triple bad luck horseshoes.
Yeah, you live in that house.
In Bulgaria, you say a phrase that means knock on wood to protect you from evil rather than attracting good luck. So as a reaction to something potentially being bad mentioned or imagined, you knock and then again pull on an earlobe with the same hand that you knocked with, and you say phrases that translate to either God guard us or may the devil not hear. So it's funny because all of these are like slightly different but pretty similar.
They all sound like they should be Irish, don't they? I mean, obviously not like saying things in the native language that's not Irish, but like you look, the way you just said that, it's isn't there something like some Irish expression about like something about before the devil knows you're there?
You know what I mean? May you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead.
Yeah, like it's just such a Irishism.
Well, it's and it's interesting because it seems to be a lot of isms. Like it's just, Irish is just what we're familiar
it's
with.
It's literally in every like so many countries.
Yeah,
that's
I've got
crazy.
More. Hold on, hold the phone.
Hold the phone.
In Croatia and Serbia, when you're saying something positive about a person so that they... Oh, you knock on wood when you're saying something positive about a person so that they don't change. So, like, you don't want
never
a
change.
Good quality of somebody to go away.
Never
so
change, Tammy.
Your eyes are beautiful. Oh, God. No, they won't wrinkle.
Because otherwise you'd look and suddenly they're really ugly eyes, right?
Great. Thanks.
I knocked.
So in Poland and Russia, you knock on specifically unpainted wood to prevent something negative, or less commonly, to not spoil something positive.
When that block of wood comes handy.
Yeah, you need it to be unpainted.
I'm going to get you guys a block of wood for Christmas.
Yeah.
So the next gift.
Next Christmas.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Finally.
There it is.
Oh my God.
That's the lower level on Patreon is just Amanda singing one verse of a song at a time.
So... This next one actually reminded me of you, Erin, because it says in the Czech Republic, for a stronger effect, you knock on one's own teeth, a piece of building stone, or metal, because even those can survive a fire. So I thought about how you tap your teeth when you're thinking.
I do tap my teeth when I'm thinking.
I was like, why does that remind you of her?
Do that. You're right, I do that.
So, yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's really challenging for me to think, and so I have to be doing something with my hands. Because I also, like... Go like this with my hair.
I twirl my hair. Yeah, but so I thought that was interesting because those materials are all things that can survive even a fire. So it's
teeth?
Like stronger than wood. Teeth
can
a building stone or metal. They knock on those instead of wood or for a stronger effect than wood.
Wow.
Here's something from the United States. Apparently in the 18th century, men knocked on wood, the wood stock of their rifles to settle the black powder and ensure the gun to fire cleanly.
Yeah,
so.
Kevin does that now.
Oh, well, there you go.
No, he does not. He does not do that.
He said that so nonchalantly.
It just sounds like something he would do.
Kevin is an 18th century man.
I think Kevin might be an 18th century man.
Is he not?
Is that not how that works?
No.
In Spain, they say something that means to touch wood when you want something good or for good luck to continue. In Latin America, knock on any wooden object that doesn't have legs. So then there's the table thing again. But they said even not chairs or anything that has wood or has legs at all.
So what is it supposed to be, just like a block of wood?
I don't know. I guess
that
like a
would
door.
Work. Your entertainment center would work. It doesn't have traditional legs.
That's true.
A door, even like that. I mean that.
Oh, yeah, the windowsill.
Lots of things don't have legs, but it's just funny because you automatically reach to like
a
table or something.
Yeah,
weird.
Apparently in Brazil.
All these rules.
Three knocks on the closest piece of wood, so this time it's three instead of two, to prevent bad things from happening. And apparently they don't actually believe that it will really protect them, but it's more of a social habit, like out of politeness to show that you don't want the bad thing to happen, you knock on wood.
Interesting.
And just a few more. In Greece, they say also a phrase meaning knock wood when you hear something negative.
Mm-hmm.
In Lebanon, pretty much the same thing, to prevent, they say a phrase that translates to knock wood. And in Israel, a phrase that translates to without the evil eye when mentioning good things happening or valuable possessions. And they believe that it prevents envy because they believe envy can harm another person and knocking on the wood allows the good to continue without envy, I guess. So I saw you mentioned something about the evil eye when we were talking about horseshoes, and I saw a few things about the evil eye in this too. So it's just interesting how these things all kind of tie back to each other a little bit.
Not to change superstitions, but the evil eye thing is confusing because some things like the horseshoe talks about preventing the evil eye.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've also read that like wearing the evil eye on like jewelry or shirt or, you know, like wearing it on your body is like good luck because the evil eye actually like reflects the evil off or so. So I don't know. I mean,
I've actually heard that too.
That'd be a good one to research in a future episode.
Put that in the notes.
Put it in the note. Well, let me write that somewhere. some notes on
it. So I missed it in the beginning. Did it say, like, does it have an original, like, where it kind of started, or just all of these different countries just...
Well, no, that's just all kind of like the variations of how it's used, but it basically was just, it said that it dated back to the 19th century at least, but then also I saw, like I said, with mm-hmm. the Spanish Inquisition thing was in the 15th century.
That's just interesting that so many different cultures mm-hmm. have superstitions surrounding that.
I know, because it almost seems like they kind of developed simultaneously, and like some of them are so old that it's not like they were... Skyping their cousins that lived in Israel, right? I mean, they're just sort of like happening all at the same time.
Do we have cousins in Israel?
Kind of everywhere.
No, I don't think we have cousins in Israel.
Yeah, a lot of these countries are in Europe and Asia, but then there was also some like South America.
Brazil, yeah.
Latin America, yeah. So there's, yeah, it definitely spans.
It's interesting.
You know, so I think a lot of times with superstition, it's like passed by word of mouth, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of get that like translation. Something gets lost in the translation, so that's probably why it varies like just so in
like
different
places. Like playing telephone when you're
right,
a kid.
Exactly.
It's all kind of the same, like
a lot are very similar.
Warding off negativity.
But I was really like by the anything with legs or like the table didn't count. I was like, what?
This is yeah, too many rules.
Ruining everything.
I know.
So I think the takeaway is only buy wooden furniture that has no legs.
Yeah,
just to be
or
safe.
Or just we need to buy blocks of wood.
Or just carry blocks of
wood. I think you were onto something there.
Yeah, everyone's getting a DIY Christmas next year. I'm just going to paint blocks of wood for you.
No, unpainted.
Oh,
unpainted.
I clearly was listening for the last 12 minutes.
Well, it was just the one that was on.
Yeah, it was just one. I forget which
country. In Poland and Russia, apparently.
I'll sand it. So it has no sharp edges.
Maybe we could just buy a Jenga set and pass it out to the family.
That is brilliant.
Like adult Jenga. Well, that sounded like filthy. Like not like X-rated adult Jenga, but like grown-up Jenga. Like Fiona couldn't play Jenga. Fiona's my daughter. To all three of you listening.
For Christmas, you need to use your fancy lettering and write salt over your shoulder on the Jenga blocks and hand them out to everyone.
I agree.
I think, how did this become my job?
Because you're the only one with really pretty
because
handwriting.
Because you have really nice lettering skills.
You do. Amanda's going to create our theme song tonight.
Okay. It's going to... Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need it before I edit these down because
that's true.
This is going to be super confusing for all two people listening. We're talking about the creation of a theme song, but ideally... As they started this, they heard the theme song.
Right. That is going to be confusing.
So confusing.
Mind's
blown.
We'll
have to edit the part out about talking about the theme song.
That's true. We might.
Or not. Or we just leave it.
All right. So do you have any more on knocking on wood, or is that...
No, that was it on
That's your research?
Wood. No, not talk for long enough.
No, you did. No, impressed by your researching
skills. This is considerably more well-researched than me printing articles off the internet.
She's on point.
She is.
She is.
Well, I knew Tammy was doing, like, proper research when she was asking specific questions about format, and I'm like, I don't know.
Right. So there are many levels of researching. Tammy is very extensive.
My
you
other?
Did really well.
You didn't do it.
I showed up with coffee.
I sound like I hate Amanda, because all of this that we've been doing, I'm like, oh, yeah, and Amanda didn't even research.
Also, Amanda's barely participating.
But she brought coffee.
But I brought coffee.
For episode one. She didn't bring anything for this week.
I'm drinking coffee during episode two. Really, I just always have coffee.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to start traveling with blocks of wood.
Yeah. Moral of the story.
Also good if you're out of pepper spray and you need to fend off an attacker. You could just throw a block of wood at their head.
I feel like the Jenga block might not be very effective on
maybe multiple Jenga blocks?
A sack of Jenga blocks?
A sack of Jenga blocks?
Like a sock full?
Jenga sock. Jenga box?
Mm. Boom.
Chuck-a-block.
What?
All right. Hold the wood.
I think, yeah.
Hold the wood.
Hold
there
the
we
wood.
Go.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Hold the wood.
Thanks to history.com and Wikipedia for...
And Tammy Cooper research for doing a thorough job educating us. I do actually feel like the more of these that we do, that we're going to start to see similarities.
Yeah.
I do too.
So too.
And I like having the different places around the world. Like, I mean, not all of them obviously will have that, but I think it's so interesting the similarities between cultures.
Yeah, I didn't find as much on some of the other stuff that I researched, like some of the other superstitions, but this one, I think because it's so well-known, well, I guess it's so well-known
like
because so many different cultures
have
a variation of it. And I just kept going. I was like, oh my God, look at this. It's everywhere.
There's so many.
No, it's good.
No,
I actually started
really
like
cool.
This note section over here, and then I was like, oh, I don't have enough room. Let me move it to the next page. And nice. Then 3 pages later.
No, you did good. So Tammy will be hosting every episode moving forward.
She's like,
Oh, look at that cute picture of you and Terrence.
Yeah, my little short hair.
That is short.
This is my writer's workshop notebook from a training a couple of summers
ago. Oh, nice.
I like these notebooks.
Thanks for listening to
Salt Over Your Shoulder,
a product of Redwater Productions.
We appreciate your support. Your download allowed our crazy idea to gain steam and make it into your podcast directory.
We couldn't do this without you. If you'd like to continue your support, you can engage with us on social media, on Twitter at SaltThePod, or follow us on Facebook at SaltThePod. You can also email us at saltoveryourshoulder@gmail.com.
Special thanks to the one and only Andrew York for our awesome graphic.
If you'd like to continue your support, please consider giving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast directory. This helps other people find us as well.
You can also become one of our patrons on patreon.com/saltthepod.
See you next time!